If I had $1 million, great Bare Naked Ladies song, and also a great question. What about $100 million? You could certainly purchase one of the most expensive penthouses in Manhattan.
If you're like conservative businessman David Koch or Hollywood mogul David Geffen, you can give $100 million to Lincoln Center and get your name on one of the buildings.
Or if you're former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, you might use $100 million as the down payment for a presidential campaign. Here's NPR's Peter Overby.
$100 million is how much Bush's advisors expect to have by June 1st for Right to Rise Super PAC. It's an unlimited contributions committee designed to help Bush win the White House. Much of that money was raised by Bush himself in private dinners with millionaires and billionaires. The Bush Organization gathered its Super PAC donors for a private event last month in Miami Beach. In a press gaggle before the event, Bush was asked about the Super PAC.
Yeah, so the campaign finance laws are... they are what they are, and campaigns are going to have to play within those rules.
That leaves the door wide open.
This is Sheila Krumholz. She's director of the Center for Responsive Politics, a nonpartisan group that tracks the flow of political money.
Governor Bush says they'll play within the rules. Great. But the rules, as they're currently interpreted by his and other campaigns, have been practically rendered meaningless. This is a radical shift in thinking about what campaigns can and cannot do.
But here's why Krumholz says radical. Bush has not declared himself a presidential candidate. If he had, he couldn't legally have done that heavy lift fundraising for Right to Rise Super PAC. A hypothetical candidate, Jeb Bush, could only solicit contributions of $2,700 each, the same as the maximum contribution to Bush's official presidential campaign committee. But he's not a candidate, there's no official committee, and the rules don't apply. Most of the other White House hopefuls are playing it the same way. And here's another thing about super PACs. They're not allowed to coordinate messages with the candidate's campaign committee. But there's speculation that some of the super PACs, especially Right to Rise, might take over the expensive job of running the candidate's TV advertising. Dan Backer is a campaign finance lawyer for conservative groups, although not any presidential campaigns. He says the role of super PACs is being exaggerated.
They probably have relationships with the candidates that they're ultimately going to support, but they are distinct legal entities, and very intentionally so.
He says super PACs are indeed pushing the envelope, but he adds this.
I am a very firm believer that these organizational formalities are going to be very sternly respected, because there isn't an interest in being the poster boy for scandal.
Michael Malbin says that sooner or later, that poster boy for scandal will show up. Malbin is director of the Campaign Finance Institute, a nonpartisan research organization. He says the contribution limits and other rules are crumbling, and as they keep on crumbling in future elections...
We know that this kind of relationship between donors and candidates and their surrogates eventually is going to create situations where candidates start extracting and extorting large amounts of money.
That's happened a few times in modern politics. Each time it led to new laws regulating political money. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.